got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? It is Tuesday again already. What the? And you can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, did Jesus say that if you believe in him, you shall be born again? Did Jesus say, if you believe in him, you shall be born again? Amazing question, huh? Very interesting question, too. It's like, why are you asking that question, Jesse? No. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and running around and you just got to do what you got to do, you're like, well, I wish I could sit and watch the show. I want to hear it live as happening. You can. You can podcast and listen on your phone as it is happening right in front of your face. It's happening by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go and buy me a coffee. Buy me on coffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. Yeehaw! And Tuesdays are always amazing for all kinds of reasons, but primarily because it reminds me of the good old days when America was America, and before the so-called civil rights movement and women's movement and all these movements, America was perfect. It was amazing. So Country and Western Tuesday reminds me of the good old days. And today is Country and Western Tuesday.
Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What dog? Who let the dogs out? Amazing. Amazing. Who let the dogs out? It is a spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil. We wrestle not against each other. It's not against flesh and blood. It's not against color. It is not against male or female. It is not against rich or poor. It is not against the haves or the have-nots. It is not against where you live or don't live, what country you live in or don't live in. It has nothing to do with those things. Zero. And so with that, I want to give you a warning. Do what you want. Do what you want. I'm reminded of a story where these two friends went hiking. They had nothing else to do, and they loved to hike. And you know how white people love to hike. And now black people who think they're white, they love to hike, too. But they love to hike, and so these two friends went hiking. And after a while, one of the friends realized, hey, it's getting kind of late. We should go back. Or let's just kind of turn around and go back the other way. And the other friend's like, no, why? No, he wanted to argue. He wanted to relax. He wanted to go further. But the one friend was like, well, I really think we should go back. And finally, after realizing his other friend just wanted to argue, he wanted to take the time, relax, and whatever, and keep going, or just stop for a while instead of going back. And the friend said, well, you know what? We are lost. Look around. We are lost. And the other friend like, nah, we're not lost. He's like, yes, we are. Look around. And so the friend that didn't want to go back, he like, well, let's just relax for a minute, and then we'll see the right way to go. We'll keep going, or whatever. And so what the friend that realized that they were lost, he said, you know what? You could stay here, but I'm going back. And when he realizes that his friend was too lazy to walk back up to the top of the mountain, so that they can see which way to go, the right way to go, his friend was just too lazy to do it. And so he decided, well, I'm going back. You stay here. I'm going back. And the one friend who realized that they were lost went back. And when he got up to the mountain, top of the mountain again, he could see the right way to go. And I say that. That was a little analogy, right, to tell you that you are lost and you don't even know you're lost. And you're so lazy in that you won't even consider being lost, because if you do, it means you got to go back up to the mountain, the top of the hill, and look around so you see the right way back. You are lost. And don't even know it. And as a result of being lost, you're fighting because you're lazy. Most people are lazy, and they don't want to go up to the mountain. They want to sit down and rest. They don't want to go back up. But as a result of being lost, you are fighting a losing battle. You're never going to win. You're never going to win. And you're fighting day in and day out, year after year, month after month. You're fighting a losing battle. And then you wonder why you never win. And then you think in the next battle, you're going to win. But you don't. And the reason you don't win and never going to win and never for the whole life, you're never going to win until you can truly see for yourself there is nobody there or nothing there to win. There's nothing there to win, and there's no one there to fight. There's nobody there to fight, and there's no one there to fight with. And there's no reason to fight. And when you can see that for yourself, you will leave the battlefield. You just leave the battlefield, and when you leave the battlefield, your war is over. You can fight and live, but as long as you're fighting, you're not going to live, and you're not going to win. You're so lost, you think that when someone walk out of your life, whether it's your wife or your husband or your friends or your family members, you think that when something happens, that there's a reason to cry. You think there's a reason to be sad. Oh, I'm so sad. My mama died. I'm so sad. My daddy died. My wife left me. I'm so lonely. I lost my mind. I'm so lonely. You think that there's someone there to be lonely. You think that there is a reason to worry and to be jealous and envious and attack yourself and others. You really think that there is someone there to carry on like that. And you're fighting a losing battle with no one. You're fighting an illusion. And you refuse. So someone comes along and tell you, you know what? You're lost. You got to go up to the top of the mountain and see that you're lost. You get mad at them for telling you that because you would rather believe a lie that there's a reason to fight. There's a reason to worry. You literally think, and this is all people until they start to wake up, you literally think there is something there to be concerned about. You have identified all in your life, I have, and everyone have until they wake up, you have identified with a false self. And in that false self, you've been trying to please that false self by being the best, by having the most, by living in the best place, by getting married, having children, by having the house, the car, being ambitious. And you always lose. And you end up crying at night. And then you justify to cry, the crying. I hurt. I'm lonely. I'm scared. I'm suicidal. I'm this and that. You literally believe that there's someone there. The spirit of truth said, hey, there's no one there. What the? Be still. I'll fight for you, and you will see that there's no one there to fight. To fight with or fight because of. You're lost, and you're lazy. You'd rather sit down and wait rather than turn around and go back to the top of the mountain so you can see your way clear. You'd rather be afraid. You'd rather say, oh, you're not respecting me. You don't care about my emotions. You don't care about my feelings. You hurt my reputation. Because you're at the bottom of the mountain and don't even know it. You're lost in the wilderness and don't know that you left home. You're not going to win, folks. You can go out there and fight each other of whatever so-called cause that you're fighting for. All you're going to do is get frustrated because you're not going to win. You're not going to win the outer battle or the inner battle because there's no reason for you to fight. And then the ones that when you leave the battlefield, the lost people are going to tell you, oh, you've been weak. You've been beta. You won't fight. And you listen to the lost trying to tell you what is right. And you believe them. And because you don't want to look weak, you get back on a false battlefield. I want you to think about this. You're dating, or you're married, or you have adult children who don't want to play with you anymore. You get mad, and you cry, and then you try to force people to do what you want them to do. What sense does that make? What sense does it make for you to get upset or cry over a loss? Think about that. Who is losing? And who is losing what? But you cry over it. You get lonely, and then you try to fulfill the loneliness with drugs and the S word, three-letter S word, with company, going to the football game, going to this or that. The gas prices are high, but you're going anyway. Because you need to have fun. Who are you talking about? You're talking about an idea. An idea that there's truly someone there. It's just an idea. And you're constantly trying to please the idea of a person being there. And you never win. Because you never satisfy this idea of a person being there. Think about that. For those men and women who want to be free, you got to lay your weapons down. You got to see that there's nothing to fight for and no reason to fight. Look at the people before you, your family member, your parents. They've been fighting too. Do they look like winners? And you're always looking for someone or something to fight. Whether it's inside of you, you think you have something to fight for, or outside of you against others, you think you have something to fight for. I tell you, and the Spirit of Truth is telling you, and I'm telling you what the Spirit of Truth says, there's nobody to fight for or nothing to fight for. And I promise you, if you lay down your weapon and stop fighting, go home, meaning go home to your real back to the Father, you'll see like, what in the world? Why was I fighting? Why did I waste all that time? Because you thought that you were you. You thought you were your emotions. You thought you were your thoughts, your feelings, your up and down feelings. You thought you were your past, your future. You thought that you were important. You, as an individual, think that you are a big deal. And because you think you're a big deal, you think there's something there to protect. This big deal person, this important person, this popular person, or I want to be popular person. There's nothing to find. It's an illusion. That's why your tears are not real. You're an illusionary person crying over illusionary things. There's a time to let tears flow through, but don't identify with them. But you're not going to win. You're only going to win when you stop fighting. When you go back up to the mountain, turn around, you're lost. Go back up to the mountain, look around so you can see your way back home. Then you shall be free. and free indeed. And right here on earth, right in front of your face, you will have a real life, an amazing life, and you won't have anything to do with it at all. You just live because you went back home to the Father. You went back to the Father, and you start to realize all those things I was told about racism and sexism and homophobiaism and Allahuabaism and Debbie-Dad-ism and all the isms and white supremacism, anti-Semitism, they were never real. Abortionism and man and woman-ism. Think about it, you fight a losing battle. And you don't even know it. You are afraid, and you don't even know that there's no one there to be afraid. Inwardly, you have, and every angry person has fear. Even if you have tried to deny your fear, escape your fear, which uses something to make yourself feel better or someone or something, you're still afraid. But what you don't know, even in your fear, it's not even you being afraid. It's an illusionary you. It's a pretense identity. It's a pretense person that says that they're afraid. It's telling you that you're afraid. I'm afraid to speak up. I'm afraid to go on the stage. I'm afraid to give a talk. I'm afraid to stand up in the crowd and they see me. Who is afraid? Well, I feel the fear in me, you say. Who feel the fear? Do what you want. But I would suggest, unless you just love your suffering, you love your miseries, you love your ambitions, you love those goals that you gotta meet, you love being the big dog, unless you love your misery, I would suggest you stop and live. The real you live. But you're not going to win fighting. But you've been told all your life, from the day you popped out, and I was told to, everybody been told, you need to fight. You need to protect yourself. You need to be bad. You got to fight for your career. You got to fight for your goals. You got to fight for your habits. You got to fight. If you want that woman, you got to fight for her. If you want that man in your life, ladies, you got to fight for him. You've been told that. And if you get him or her, it doesn't. You're unhappy with him. You're like, what in the world was I fighting for this one for? What the? You've been lied to all of your life. And if you notice, your life is getting worse, and everybody and everything around you is getting worse. Nothing's getting better because everybody's fighting. Illusionary selves are fighting. You have believed into a lie. The one thing I promise you, and do what you want with this, there's no you to fight for. There's no you to want for. There's no you to be lonely or sad or disappointed or angry or resentful or judgmental or afraid of death or anything, racism and all that mess, it's all a lie. And you've been trained to believe lies. And someone come along and tell you, they tell you that you've been lied to. There's no you to fight for anything. You've been told by your father, don't worry, I'll take care of you. All of your needs are met. As it is in heaven, so shall it be on earth. If you just lay down your weapon and let me fight for you, I'll take care of you. I'm a better daddy than your physical daddy and mama are. Do you think I'm going to give you anything worse than what they would give you? I would give you better. I would give you life. But you don't trust that. I suggest to people all the time, you can test the spirit. You can really test it. And you'll be like, what the? The next time your thoughts, those thoughts, psychological, emotional thought, not the thought that telling you it's time for dinner or go to work, and those practical thoughts, not those thoughts. Your psychological, emotional thoughts. The next time they tell you to do something or to believe something or to whatever, don't do it and see what happens. Test the spirit by not going with them. And just see what happens. Test the spirit. And you will see that you've been lied to all of your life. You have believed and thought that there's a you. You really believe that you exist. As miserable as you are, you still believe you exist. It is so bad you go around killing yourself and other people, all for the thrill of it, so you can have a false sense of life. You try to find somebody to love, and you to love somebody to love you, and you to love them, so you can feel like you exist. Well, I love her, and she loved me. Who love you, and who do you love? That same person you say you love, you hate them the sooner they disagree or says or act in a way that you don't like or don't agree with. Your love turned to hate, just like that. I hate them now. Who's hating? There's no you, folks. It's an illusion. It really is. And you will never make that person better. Ain't no way that person going to get better. 199 years from now, that person would never get better because there's no one there to get better. The real you are already better or is already better. There's nothing to build because you're already built. You, there's nothing to seek because you've already been found. All you really got to do is live. Who is seeking? There's nowhere there to seek or to do the seeking. Think about it. Okay, you hear. Oh, you see and you shall find. Who is doing the seeking? And what are you looking for? If there's no you, how can you be seeking? Wake up, turn around, go back up to the top of the mountain, look around in the light, and you'll find your way back home. Matter of fact, you'll be home. The moment you're in the light, you are home. 888-77-JESSE, a spiritual battle, and I'll be back in a moment. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing
And I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right? Is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. Men's Forum this Thursday night, for men only, every first Thursday night of the month at 7 p.m. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/event. All right? Or events. I do shout-outs for you. Birthday shout-outs. Congratulations shout-outs. Encouragement shout-outs, wedding shout-out, whatever the shout-out is, graduation, it's all. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Or you can even go now, we're on two shout-out things now. shoutout.fans/Jesse Lee Peterson, F-A-N-S. All right? Don't forget to like these videos. Like the videos. Human beings are hurting themselves and others because they believe that they exist. And in their misery, whether it's so-called making someone feel good or making them feel bad or hurting them physically, you believe you are doing that. You are possessed in your psychological mind. When they talk about mental illness is not a physical thing. It's a psychological, emotional thing. Your mind is not mentally ill. Your spirit is. You serve the wrong God, and your heart is wicked. When you try to get revenge against others, when you don't pray for one another, but you try to make a mockery, laugh, and feel good about it, it's because you're evil. You're possessed. You're possessed. And you think you're in control. You don't know you're serving and worshiping evil. When you have a plan for your life, you're evil. Evil people plan their life. And they call it good. When you say, Lord, have mercy, you don't even know who you're talking to. You don't know God. It's just an idea to you. That's why it doesn't work. Ideas don't work. Psychological, emotional ideas do not work. But do what you want. You can either lay your weapon down, walk away from the battle, or you can continue to fight. And everybody got a reason to fight. They got a cause. And they're keeping a false self alive. And that's why they have a cause. What would it be a rebel without a cause?
Have you ever thought about that? Remember the movie? Was it like a movie called Rebels Without a Cause?
Something like that. You're asking the anchor, baby. James D. You got to ask a born and bred American. Hake says it's James Dean. Rebel what? With a Cause, Tales and Tips from... Oh, no, that's something else.
1995. I mean, 1955. Why not be a rebel without a cause? No, you want to have a fight. New York Post is reporting. The Atlanta train passenger who was stabbed. Did you hear about this? This female was slaughtered, according to the New York Post, in a shocking daylight weekend attack. She was reportedly stabbed nearly 24 times. As a matter of fact, every time you have a pain, an emotional, psychological pain, it's the same stabbing. It's the same thing. You just think this stabbing is worse than the stab you have. But it's the same thing. You've been stabbed over and over again. And you love the stabs. That's why you don't lay your weapon down. You prefer the stabs. How many times have you been stabbed this morning already? How many times will you stab when you open your eyes? As soon as you open your eyes, in some cases before you open your eyes, you were stabbed, being stabbed. And you call that life. Oh, I'm so scared. I'm so sad. I'm so worried. I'm so stressed. But anyway, this female was stabbed 24 times in what cops are calling a horrific random assault. Watch this from Fox 5 Atlanta.
My mom's throat was cut, and she was stabbed 18 to 20 times.
It's those details that are forever etched into the mind of Shanae Sams.
When I got that phone call, all I did was scream and holler.
Sams tells me hearing those graphic details of how her mother's 66-year-old Margaret Sam Swan was killed has her on an emotional roller coaster.
I don't know how to feel. Like, sometimes I'm angry, sometimes I'm sad, sometimes it's never a happy moment.
MARTA is investigating the killing, which marks the second stabbing on the system in 2 weeks. Police say 25-year-old John Elijah Matthews stabbed and killed Swan on a MARTA train at the Oakland City Station Saturday while she was heading home.
It's senseless, and it's just, like, for no reason. Like, my mom didn't deserve this. Not one bit.
Amazing, huh? And so according to this report, black people are killing blacks too. Well, we've told you that. That's been going on for years now. Oh, it's because of racism. It's because of slavery. It's because of Jim Crow. It's because black people don't have enough or don't have anything. You give the devil a reason to stay alive in you with all your excuses. Free people don't have excuses in life. Have you ever met a person who turned around, went back up to the top of the mountain, and now they can see by the light? Have you ever heard anyone like that complain about life or blame? Or have excuses or anything. It's only the people in the darkness who think they exist. According to the report, this was a random attack, but MARTA stations claim that crimes are down. That's all I care about. Homeless people are still out there robbing and stealing and killing, but Carabas said the crimes are down. But this is Atlanta. Watch it from Fox 5.
I got my hands on the arrest warrant. Matthews is charged with Swan's murder, but Monday he waived his initial court appearance.
He just said it was random. There's no motive. He took away a mother. He took away a grandmother. He took away a great-grandmother. My mom was a great-grandmother.
You took away a friend, a sister, a cousin, a niece. You took away somebody that was loved.
Marta released this statement and says, in part, this was a senseless and heartbreaking loss. We mourn with Margaret Swan's loved ones and extend our deepest sympathies during this incredibly difficult time.
Marta, police say crime on the transit system is down 45% in the past 5 years. Robberies down 29%. Aggravated assaults down 25%. Auto thefts down 42%. Larcenies from vehicles down 31%. And homicides fell from 5 to 1, they tell us. The transit agency is dedicating about $3.5 million to security for the World Cup in particular.
Tell that to the lady that is dead. That crime is down. Oh, you dead. You've been slaughtered, according to the report. But crime is down. See how they lie to you? But you love lies. You love being lied to. Carrie Bass knows that. She knows that you love being lied to. And Carrie Bass is called Mirabelle. She know that you love being lied to. I'm helping the homeless, and crime is down. Vote for me again, and I'll make you free in another 5 years. But you, and that's the person you vote for because you love the lie. But the person that comes along and says, you know what? Crime is not down. My house was burned down. Things are bad. Here's your way out. You ain't going to vote for that person. You don't want a way out. You don't even want to believe that there's no you. You don't want to believe that. Who will I be if I'm not me? If I'm not my pain and my misery and my past and my future and my worries and my ideas and my aggressiveness, ambitions? Who will I be if I'm not that? You love the lies. You don't want the truth. And that's why you stay in the lies. Crime ain't down. But you believe the lie. Just because they had 210 crime yesterday and maybe 3 less today, that doesn't mean crime is down. But you believe it. Oh, crime is down. I feel better, you say. And Atlanta used to be, when white people was in charge, white conservative people. Atlanta, I thought I was going to live in Atlanta when I moved from when I left Alabama. I had planned to go and live in Atlanta when I finished high school. But I came to L.A. and fell in love with L.A., and I didn't go back and live in Atlanta. Thank God. Well, they're both the same now. This lady is dead, and they're telling you crime is down. According to the report, she's dead. She was attacked, according to the report, allegedly. New York Post. Rioters blame Saturday killing on a recent fare switch that has allowed people, including the homeless, to enter MARTA stations and trains for free. Yeah, bring them all on. They don't have money, they house drugs, bring them in. I would not do what you want. Vote in a person to run for office and work for me. They tell you their primary goal is to bring the build houses for the homeless. That's a mama spirit. That's not love. That's your enemy. But do what you want. Which you prefer, to continue to live the rest of your life, you as an individual, in an illusion that there is someone there. The people that committed this alleged crime, or the person that committed this alleged crime, it didn't have anything to do with allowing people to come on, including the homeless, even though that does add to the problem. But this person is possessed by evil. This person has the same evil spirit that you have when you think you're happy, when you think you're in love, then now you're in hate. It's the same spirit. When you think you are successful, that's the same evil spirit that lies to you. Because it's a person that think that they're successful, they're going to eventually think that they're not successful. And now they got to go for more. Because there's no you. There's no you. It's not real, folks. You are asleep and don't know it. Forgive them, they know not what they do. They are asleep. You're asleep, living in an illusion. And the reason I'm thinking about Cara Bass in this situation, because the so-called mayor of L.A., today is the election day in California for the new mayor, or whether to keep her or not. This, I don't know. Excuse me, I don't know what's going to happen, how true it is. But they're saying Cara Bass got a chance of being reelected. Think about that one. And everybody knows she's done nothing good for this city. But they say she has a chance. Somebody out there want to keep Satan in charge. Now, only in your psychological, emotional mind you want Satan to be in charge. You want him to be in charge and other people outside of you. What do you think about all that, Nick? There is no you, truly no you.
It's mind-bending sometimes. But
do you see
something makes sense about it.
Yes. That's because you want it to be true. And the truth will make sense to those who invite it in. Absolutely. Something makes sense about it. And that's what happens when you open yourself. I'm tired of living this way. I'm tired of being afraid. I'm tired of being worried. I'm tired of being thinking about my future and past and what I want and don't want to have or don't have or who's going to play with me or not play with me or blah, blah, blah. Then you, something will start to make sense when you're tired of being you.
It's weird how you described everyone's life, yet everyone's supposedly an individual, a separate person.
Right. But that's because Satan treats everybody the same. He deceives everyone. And everybody's parents have done that to them around the world.
Makes me think of no you. No, there's no you is screaming in my head.
Isn't that amazing?
Amazing.
Amazing. 888-7753-773.
Amazing.
So you can't blame it on public transportation. You can't blame it on anything, but you're possessed. And the people outside of you are possessed. Why do you think there's no love? You were created by God, who is love, so that he can create love through you and have love on earth. But no, you have decided you want evil. You want death. You want to be laughing at people. You want to be trying to hurt other people. You want to be judgmental. You want to be vicious and nasty because you think that's life for you. What are you saying, Nick?
No, I'm thinking about what you're saying and how I said that you described everyone's life, and I'm just laughing at how is it everyone loses? It's so true.
Nobody wins. Because you ain't going to win. There's nothing to win, and there's nowhere there to win. Let me go to first-time caller Rebecca out of Illinois. Rebecca, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Rebecca.
Hi.
Hi. Hello. It's me. You just called me to say hi.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes. basically. I don't want to bring up any, I don't want to stir any more anger in everyone. But, yeah, I just called to say hi.
Hi. Did you hear?
Hi, Jesse. Thank you for your time and effort and all your service. We appreciate you here.
Absolutely. Well, you stay with it, all right?
Yes. Thank you, Jesse.
Have you dropped your anger?
It comes and it goes. So the dragon will get on my back and then it gets off. And then, you know, so I'm working on it. So when the dragon's on my back, it's really hard to be peaceful. So I've got to lay down and roll around in the grass and stuff. And then it goes away.
Why don't you drop it so you don't have to do all that?
I've been working on it, Jesse. I've been listening to you. I drop it and it comes back.
But it's just a thought, though. The thought comes back.
I understand
back,
that, but, Jesse.
But
right.
What do you, Derek is telling me you want to mention white supremacy in America?
Yeah, so I've been dealing with around here white supremacists at the courthouse and then black supremacists at the Army Depot.
Are you white or black?
I have blue eyes and I have white skin. I mean, I don't really think it matters about our skin color anymore, Jesse. Do you? I think it's about our eye colors that are at war.
No, but I want to know, are you white? If I saw you, I would see a white lady.
You say I was Irish. I don't like to say white. I meant, come on, Jesse.
What is, for conversation's sake, you are white, all right?
I guess. If you want to call me white, yeah, you can call me white. I guess if you look at me, you can call me white.
What is white supremacy?
White supremacist is when white, light skin color gets in a group of a gangs and they gang up on a specific one person group, vice versa, reverse the other way.
And what is black supremacy? It's the same thing you're saying?
Yes, yes. It's all here in America and I'm disgusted by it.
And why are you disgusted about someone else's action?
Because my children are affected by it, Jesse.
And why?
I don't have that question answer. What can you answer the why for me, please? Because I don't. You know all the answers, Jesse. Not me. I'm calling in for you, not for me.
You let me ask.
You have the answers, not me. I don't need any more answers. You have the answers, Jesse.
But there's no such thing. It's evil. It's not white supremacy or black supremacy. It's evil. Why don't you see it for what it is instead
I'm working on it, Jesse. I'm working on it, Jesse. I'm sorry I don't have your brain. If I had your brain, then I would be at peace all the time, wouldn't I?
You would be at peace if you dropped your anger. Have you forgiven your mother and father?
We went through this. Yes, yes. I forgive my mother and my father.
Oh, okay. Just stay present. Do the silent prayers.
Well, I'm just trying to get Babylon to fall, so that's my issue. My grandmother, Bon Lon.
All right. Amazing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Amazing.
Rebecca. Bye now. 888-77-JESSE. The hate news is coming right now. Not the fake news. They told me she was a first-time caller, but it sounded like she wasn't. I'll be right back. 2 more hours to go to your calls at Super Chat. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
All kinds of mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour
1 of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is primary election day for many of us. All of you guys in Cali, California, IA, and other states. And it is also Country and Western Tuesday. JLP, we'll be right back to y'all's calls as well as your super chats. We do appreciate them. We see them. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. By the way, you can place your name, but if you've already given a coffee, you have to go into your account. It creates an account, apparently, and change the name in your account. Okay? For those of you who are on Buy Me a Coffee, who you buy a coffee, and it goes to so-called someone rather than from you, if you want a name other than just someone. FYI. Maybe I'll have to explain it better later, more later. Not sure. It is Tuesday, the 2nd of June, AD 2026. Okay? And did you know that according to CNN, Comedy Nonsense Network, I am reading CNN this morning, airport goodbyes used to happen inside the terminal instead of out by the curb. But now a growing number of U.S. airports, and then that changed. Now it's at the curb and not inside the terminal. A growing number, though, of U.S. airports are reviving that nostalgic tradition by allowing visitors to pass through security and walk so-called loved ones to their gate, even without a plane ticket. Well, isn't that special? And primary elections in 6 states. Primaries today: California, Iowa, Montana. I don't know how to pronounce it in your accent. New Jersey has many accents. New Mexico and South Dakota. Some of the high-profile races include California's open governor's contest. Many a candidate, pages worth of candidates seemingly. And what CNN describes as wild battle for Los Angeles mayor. And no endorsement implied, but I was so excited last night that I thought that the polls closed last night. And I was like trying to check results to see if my man or woman, I don't disclose for whom I voted at this time necessarily, or do I? Trying to see if my man won. By man, it could be man or woman. Anyway, gas prices have hit a one-month low. Good news. Currently averaging $4.29 a gallon, which to me sounds like nothing, right? That's like, oh, cheap. But a lot of you guys are not used to that high gas price, so that's actually quite high. According to AAA, that's the number. Analysts warn the relief may be short-lived. Prices remain well above the pre-war level of $2.98 a gallon, which even that is actually quite high, but not for us these days in SoCal. $2.98 a gallon before the war, Iran war. They have fallen significantly below the recent peak of $4.50 a gallon gasoline May 21st. So all the way down to $4.29, it's not that far. But anyway, much of the drop reflects easing oil prices amid expectations that a potential U.S.-Iran deal could reopen the Strait of Hormuz, which has been closed for 94 days. That's like 3 months or more, just slightly more. Crazy. And by the way, they were working on a deal, and then Iran's like, no deal, and we're going to keep the strait closed or something like that. And that's what the news was as of yesterday. We'll see what happens. Russia launched large-scale deadly attack earlier today in Kiev. That's the capital of Ukraine, as part of a broad offensive on targets across the Ukraine, per authorities. At least 17 people were killed in an assault that Ukraine's military said involved more than 600 drones. Wouldn't it be battery if it's not? Because assault just means we scare you, but battery means we hit you. But maybe assault includes battery in some cases. But this is more than 600 drones and dozens of missiles, including advanced hypersonics. I wonder if Russia's trying to do what Trump was able to do to Khamenei. I don't know. I'm James Hake, JLP, Hour 2. Thank you.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, for those men and women who want to be free, did Jesus say that if you believe in him, you shall be born again? Did Jesus say, if you believe in him, you shall be born again? Interesting question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. If you're running around and you got to do what you got to do, but you would love to still listen to the show, you can podcast and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. It is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back. Bring back my country to
what
me.
Dog?
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Amazing. My country is not coming back. It's over. It's truly over. Amazing. Let me go to Isaac out of Washington State. Isaac, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Isaac.
Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
All right. Well, the Bible says to give honor to whom honor is due, so I honor you, sir, and thank you for everything that you're doing. I'm grateful for you and your team. Is it okay if we talk a little bit about aliens and stuff like that?
You mean the UFOs?
Yeah.
Are you referring to the UFOs?
I'm referring to UFOs and like aliens and demons, stuff like that.
What do you want to say about them? Absolutely.
Well, I wanted to ask you, what are your thoughts as far as aliens go?
If you're referring to the UFO thing that we talked about yesterday, and you know what, I've been hearing about these things over the years, and at one point I thought but since all thoughts are lies, I'm not sure, that maybe they're demonic in nature. But I really don't know at this point. I don't have an opinion. So I'm just kind of wait and see what is really going on, because it's hard to know.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
What do you think about it?
So I believe they're interdimensional entities that work for Satan. As far as demons go, I believe demons are disembodied spirits that come from the Nephilim giants that died during the flood. Yeah, their bodies are gone, but their spirits still remain, and that's what we deal with today.
Why do you believe that?
Well, just like studying the Bible and hearing about other like podcasters that, you know, devoted their lives to studying like Nephilim and giants and
the Bible said
demons
the Bible said that we're gonna have demons that come from giants.
Well, they talked about like the sons of God, and obviously, you know, the fallen angels falling with Satan and procreating with, you know, women and them creating giants. And we all end up dying at some point, yes, but our spirit doesn't die. So since they technically come from God, I believe that, you know, demons are disembodied spirits, spirits without a body. And that's what we deal with today. Unfortunately, but glory to God that I've kind of encountered these in dreams, in spirit realm, in the spirit realm, and even the physical, hearing one in the physical.
So what's the spirit realm?
So I would say the dimension that we don't see, that where the demons are present, and as far as that realm, obviously we can't see them, but I mean, there's many stories, and
so you
I have
saw,
a handful of them.
You saw Isaac, from Washington State, you saw a demon in the spirit realm?
Yes, sir, I have. And I know that sounds crazy, but
I'm not saying it sounds crazy. I'm trying to get an understanding. How do you know you were in the spirit realm, and how do you know you saw a demon?
So let me break this story down for you. Basically a testimony, glory to God. But I'm going to start off by saying this, that God didn't give us the spirit, quote-unquote spirit, of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So, but anyways, this was when I used to be going to high school and living with my mom at the time. And one night, so keep this in mind, I didn't know that my sister was experiencing sleep paralysis. I was sound asleep. I was the last one to get visited by this demon, or some would say ghost or entity or whatever it may be, but I believe it's a demon. But anyways, my sister was experiencing sleep paralysis, and she said she was seeing stuff in the room. She had her eyes open. She couldn't move. So essentially, she was put in a state of fear, which paralyzes the body, and she was afraid. She felt something in her room. She seen something in her room, like a dark, shadowy figure. Finally, she broke out of the state of fear, the state of paralysis, went to my mom's room, and went to go sleep with her. She's my younger sister. And come to find out that my mom ended up seeing this same shadowy figure.
But because of time, tell me, how do you know you saw demons in the spirit realm?
Uh-huh.
Because of time.
So I'll just wrap it up real quick. So the same thing happened to my mom. She got up and prayed in Jesus' name and told this thing to leave. And then it did. And during this time, you know, I'm seeking the Lord as a young man. I'm 29 now. I was probably like around 18, 17. But usually when these things happen, I'm put in that same state of paralysis and fear. And I know there's something near me. I can't move. But this time. Glory to God. I was seeking him, and he woke me up in the spirit realm. I knew I was asleep. I could see my body asleep, but God gave me the ability to see outside my door of my room, kind of like a camera view, for example. It was like dark bluish, dark purple, just realm. And I knew I was asleep. I could see my body. Essentially, I was out of my body, and then coming from my mom's room was this dark, shadowy figure, and it was coming fast. So I believe the Lord quickened me and awakened me and warned me that this, or told me that this thing is coming, and he was showing me. And I sat up in my, I went back into my body real quick because it was coming quick down the hallway. It came through my door. I sat up and met this thing face to face. And before I could even say in Jesus' name, you know, tell this thing to leave, I think it was shocked that I sat up. And obviously, you know, when we give our lives to the Lord.
Were you awake or asleep when you sat up?
When I sat up, I was awake.
Oh, okay.
So I knew everything that was going on. I know this sounds crazy. I know it sounds wild, but I wasn't on drugs or nothing. I'm not a drinker, nothing like that. I'm actually a truck driver. And yeah, I met this thing face to face, and it's like, it had no like limbs or nothing like that. It's like a ghost that just moves and it's hovering, but it was a dark figure, which I believe was a demon. And all I could see was its face, with my face. Like it was about to put me in that state of paralysis, I'm sure, or fear, where I couldn't move. But glory to God that he quickened me and awakened me to see this thing. But yeah, I met it face to face. I saw like gaping holes for like eyes, and then like a gaping mouth. And it was like, it's moving. It's like a vapor almost. So it's
how
like,
long did that experience last?
So that experience, as soon as I sat up and met it face to face, this thing vanished. Oh, so okay. Before I could even say in Jesus' name, like leave, it was gone. I said like a minute to 2 minute prayer, and I fell asleep, sound asleep. Because well, those that know Jesus Christ and know their authority that comes with it, these things can't touch us. They'll try, but at the end of the day, they have to submit to the, you know.
Well, I definitely
Jesus
had
Christ
that experience when I was angry. I would be asleep, uh-huh. And I've seen like dark spirits come through the door.
Yeah.
So I have seen that too.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
But let me
glad
ask
that which, you've experienced it. Uh-huh.
So I know exactly what you're talking about when you talk about that.
Okay.
The UFOs that the president, the files that he's releasing now, according to report, and these people are seeing UFOs. Are those? Do you believe those are demons or something else?
So I believe, since I believe a demon is a spirit without a body. No, I believe those are interdimensional entities that basically have a body, and that they could jump realms.
What does that mean, intermental identity?
Interdimensional entities?
Yeah, what does that word mean?
So basically they can jump from different dimensions, and they're basically not of this world. And I even know a particular person that has seen a UFO, and he's a close friend of mine. But obviously, I don't believe they're from God. I know it's just like a certain group or rank that Satan has, right? You know, God, he has his angels, right? He got the
so you
the archangels,
that,
the regular do you, angels.
Do you believe that these UFOs are the same demon that came through your room, through the door of your bedroom?
No, because the demon was a spirit that came and visited me. As
but
far as aliens go, I think we'll be able to
be
see
spirits
them.
Too.
What was that?
But wouldn't if these aliens, the UFOs are of Satan, wouldn't they be spirits as well?
They would have a spirit within them, but they also have a body. A demon, I believe, is a spirit without a body that came from the giants, from the Nephilim that passed away in the flood.
when God saw the world was too evil. And
is that in the Bible somewhere? And,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
But as far as aliens, I just kind of want to warn everyone and just get grounded in the Word and prepare your hearts for what's coming, because there's a mass deception that's going to come. And it involves aliens. They're kind of like giving us breadcrumbs here and there, but they're not to be trusted. I believe there's something catastrophic that has to happen.
Why do you believe all that?
Well, honestly, this is kind of tough for me to share, but just because it's going to make me sound even more crazy than I do now. I remember having a dream.
Make a long story short, Isaac, because I got so many people waiting, I got to run. But why are you, in short, why do you believe a massive thing got to happen?
Well, the enemy knows he has a short time. Satan knows he has a short time. So, and then if you read the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible, I remember it saying somewhere along the lines that even the elect would be deceived if it were possible. So the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
When you said Satan
but
has
he's
a
also
short
the
time,
father of lies.
When you said Satan has a short time, what do you mean by that?
So if you read and study the scripture, he has a certain amount of time. So
but he
the Bible says that he's the prince of the world.
He has already been defeated.
Correct, at the cross, but
but he
has
already
hasn't
been
returned
defeated.
For the
he
second
has no
time.
More time.
He does, because if you read the scripture, he's the ruler of this world.
But not anymore.
And well, still currently he is, until Jesus comes back and defeats him. And
but Jesus has
declares,
already, Satan has already been defeated, and Christ has already returned.
True.
And Revelation is already done.
To be honest with you, sir, if it was done, we wouldn't still be dealing with the evil that we have today. Satan is alive and well and deceiving the majority. And the Bible also says that the majority of people will go to hell because of their sin. Hell is ultimately turning away from God, not living for God, and separation from God. God doesn't put us there. We put ourselves there. So I don't believe he has not returned.
So you don't believe that Satan had been defeated already?
I believe he was defeated when Jesus said, "It is finished" at the cross. But I know that he's still present. As you can see, the evil, if he wasn't still present and wasn't
attacking. Isaac,
yes, sir.
You don't believe that? Do you believe Satan has been defeated?
Yes, I do.
And so,
I do, 100%.
And you don't believe that? Do you believe he has no power, no authority, or anything anymore?
Those people that submit to sin, that is a crack in the armor of God that he's given us.
Hey, Isaac, do you believe that Satan has no authority, no influence, or anything anymore?
I believe he does. If you live
in
sin,
he still has,
and you compromise and not live.
If he still has influence, how is he defeated?
So he's defeated because of the cross. He thought he won with killing Jesus Christ.
What does that mean, because of the cross? What does it mean?
Because we're saved by the blood of the Lamb, the words of our testimony, and not living our lives unto death.
Where you get all that from? That
the Bible, sir.
The Bible doesn't say that.
It does.
Well, Christ never said that.
But if you acknowledge that
the Bible
is the word of God.
Did Christ ever say that?
He doesn't necessarily need to say it throughout his mouth.
No,
Matthew,
did he ever say that?
Truth. Huh?
Did Christ ever say that?
I don't believe he said that out of his mouth, no, sir.
Right. So where are you getting that from then?
Well, just the overall Bible is the word of God. I mean,
where do you get the idea that the Bible is the word of God? Where do you get that from?
Well, I believe that God has the ability to preserve his word.
No, but he, where did you get the idea that the Bible is the word of God?
Where did I get the idea of it?
Yeah.
Well, it was given, I mean, don't you believe it's the word of God?
Where did you get that idea from, that the Bible is the word of God? Where did you get that from?
Well, if you are empowered by the Holy Spirit and those people that wrote the book, the Bible, they did it out of his will and out of his love that he has for us. He wouldn't leave us astray. He wouldn't. The Bible is the only book in the world that we could look upon and see that these are God's words that he's given to us.
Where did you get the idea that the Bible, where did you get the idea that the Bible is the word of God?
The idea? Could you elaborate a little more?
You said the Bible is the word of God. Where did you get that from?
Where did I get that from?
Yeah.
I mean, from family members, from reading it, from feeling the Holy Spirit within me.
When did you read that the Bible is the word of God?
I mean, it has the commandments in there. It has, you know, the prophets.
No, when did you read in the Bible that the Bible is the word of God? Where did you read that from?
Well, the Bible says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. So basically, the Word is God, because
where'd you get,
we don't live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God.
Where'd you get that from, that the Bible is the Word of God? Because of time, and then I got to run. I appreciate your call, though. Where'd you get that from, that the Bible is the Word of God?
I just feel like in my heart that I know that I know. And I mean, if you study the scripture, it's pretty straightforward.
Did Christ or God say that the Bible is the word of God?
Yeah. I don't remember what book exactly, but at least from my memory, I think in the beginning it says was the word, and the word was with God. Somewhere along those lines. I can't quite remember exactly, but it's obvious that we live in a world that we do fight against the enemy.
Let me ask
good
you this,
versus evil.
One other quick question.
Yes, sir.
Did Christ say the word is in your heart, or did he say it's in the Bible?
Well, if we study the word, well, it comes from the Bible.
No,
it
did Christ say, the question is, did Christ say the word is in your heart, or did he say it's in the Bible?
Well, I don't know exactly what he said, but
he said
the Bible
the word
of God
is in your heart.
Yes, if you study the scripture and know the scripture,
he told you don't even look.
Live it.
It's not in a book and not in anywhere but the heart.
Yeah, but those that choose to, not everyone chooses that.
All right. I said, thank you, man. I appreciate the discussion, especially about the aliens. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Take care, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Super chats.
Jim in Alaska asks,
hey, Jim.
When are the big dog shirts coming out? Triple question mark emoji. Quadruple, actually. Laughing with tears.
That's a good question. Good suggestion. Thank you. We had the big dogs on the show yesterday. A couple of the ladies from the fellowship and member bar. So if you missed that yesterday, it's the first hour. We had the big dogs on. And it was fun and interesting.
Female Monday.
Yeah, Female Monday.
Drew in Reno, three coffees. In the contemplative tradition, silent prayer is held to reach higher than spoken prayer aloud, where words give way to wordless presence, says Drew in Reno.
Thank you. Amazing.
He also likes this one Greek guy, mathematician and philosopher guy. I think he's Greek. Pythagoras. Amazing, Drew from Reno. Thanks, Hans.
Thank you. Where Pythagoras now?
In heaven, one hopes.
I rest my case.
Lori.
Amazing. Thank you, though.
Lori with a BQ answer.
Did Jesus say that if you believe in him, you shall be born again.
No, because I believed in Jesus, but I was still evil and didn't know it. I was stuck in belief. Belief will lie and easily change. When I dropped belief, I knew I didn't have any answers about life. And that's when a way was made for me to know Jesus, God, and real love. Thanks, Jesse.
Amazing. Thank you for responding to the biblical question, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Amazing.
Very nice. Cornerstone says, great church show. Amazing.
Fellowship was amazing every Sunday, but especially this past Sunday. Check out rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church. Thank you.
Matthew M., fellowship was great on Sunday. I'm sticking with it.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Lori, thank you, Lori. Someone bought a coffee saying, and someone is regretful saying, when I buy a super chat, what is it? Does it say someone instead of my name? Or why, when I buy a super chat, does it say someone instead of my name? Well, the first time you buy a super chat, you have to enter your name in the name field. And if you don't do that, it'll do someone. And it'll save like that for the next time you do a super chat. So that's probably why you can go into your, it creates an automatic account and you can go into your account and change your name. Anyway.
Amazing.
Someone with a BQ answer.
Did Jesus say, if you believe in him, you shall be born again?
Hearts around the smiley emoji. No. Jesus never said, to be reborn, you must believe in him. Others said this. Jesus did say you cannot enter the inner kingdom unless you are reborn. You cannot enter this inner kingdom unless as a little child, meaning drop labels in the false self, embrace the inner child, true self.
Amazing. Thank you. And I put my two cents in on Sunday. Amazing.
And good luck, someone. Hope you find your name. Eugene Five Coffees. Good morning, Jesse and crew. I am a single man in my early 40s. Would like to date these beautiful ladies. Thank you, Jesse. Oh, Lord.
Oh, he wanted.
I just comprehended what he was saying.
He wanted, what he saying?
I think he wants to date these, the big dogs.
Oh, that was on a Monday?
I think. That's where my mind went when I said, oh, Lord.
So it's not clear what you're saying. So either call me, 888-775-3773, or make it clear. So it doesn't sound like it's clear. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure I want it clarified. Shout out.
Shout out. Thank you.
But thank you, Eugene.
Yeah.
Mike Young, hey, Jesse. First of all, I want to say you really made my Friday last week having Myron Gaines on the show. It means a lot to me. I love both you guys. Please go on his show. Would mean a lot to me. And take Hake and the Anchor Baby with you, says Mike.
I will go. Amazing. Thank you.
Hey, Jesse, says Mike with a follow-up coffee, another coffee. I've been wanting to say this to you for a very long time. I think most black people hate to hear the truth because they feel that they are immune from criticism because they feel that they've been through so much and because of slavery. What do you think, Jesse?
I agree. And that's the problem. Thank you. Amazing.
Eric Five Coffees. If everyone is thinking alike, then no one is thinking. Benjamin Franklin.
Amazing.
He says, belief creates emotion. Emotion creates thought. It's never us thinking.
Where is Benjamin now?
In heaven, one hopes.
I rest my case. You think everybody in heaven.
I can't say the other word. Anyway, Tess bought a coffee. This was me. Just curious whether Test will be my name or whether it'll get deleted and replaced as someone. And sure enough, it was my first time super chatting as whatever. And sure enough, it did say Test. But you can change the name afterwards.
Amazing.
Nikki313 with, well, let me just check. Oh, I can't get to Nikki313. We have to read the rest later, y'all.
Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment.
Thank you.
I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond Brotherhood, Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Check out the merch. Amazing merch. Silver coin. We're celebrating 250 years of America. And then we have the books and the merch and the coffee and the mugs and the hoodies and all kind of amazing things. Check out Punchy Coffee. Good. And everything, amazing stuff, amazing T-shirts and everything. So go to jesseleepeterson.shop, jesseleepeterson.shop. And you can donate to our nonprofit, rebuildingtheman.com/jesseleepeterson. We've been doing this now for 36 years, a little over 36 years now. So you can donate and all that and help us continue to work, all right? And I do appreciate it if you want to mail it in, because some people are like, I don't trust the internet. I want to mail it in. Make sure to check a money order out to Bond, B-O-N-D, and send it to Bond, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035, or you can call 800-411-BOND and make a donation there. 800-411-2663, or go to jesseleepeterson.com/show, or scan the QR code to support Bond. You have no excuses. And it's a 501c3. Amazing, huh? Thank you in advance. And don't forget to like these videos. And look, I'm drinking some Punchy's coffee now. Good. Punchy, that coffee sure is good. Send Mama a batch of that coffee. And Dad. And you may want to tell Uda about it. Aunt Uda. It's so good. Isn't this an amazing mug to drink some amazing Punchy coffee in? Out of? This is beautiful. Don't tell me black ain't beautiful. As long as it's on white. Amazing! Let me go back to the busy phones. Let me go to your friend, my friend, and the world's friend, Pearl Davis out of Texas. Hey, Pearl.
Hey, Jesse. How's it going?
All is well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
No woman is good. Only God is good.
That's true. I guess I lied.
What's going on?
I had a question for you.
Okay.
Do you think, what do you think women should do if their husband and their pastor or priest or religious leader disagree?
If they disagree?
Yeah, like if they disagree on, like, an example I could think of is parenting styles. So if a couple's married and the pastor thinks, like, one thing or the priest and the husband thinks another.
Oh, so if a couple, there's a couple, they go to a church, and then mm-hmm. the pastor and the husband disagree?
Yeah.
And you ask, what should the wife do?
Mm-hmm.
She should stay calm and don't resent either one, and she would see the right way. Because spiritually, the wife is responsible for herself spiritually. The husband is responsible for the wife to take care of he and his wife and children physically, but spiritually it's on the wife. So she has to work on herself so she can see it'll be shown to her what is right.
But when do women ever see what's right? You know what I mean?
They will see what's right when they overcome anger and return to the Father.
Okay.
But
okay, that was my question today. Sorry, go ahead.
But they can't see on their own what's right. No one can. Only the Father can show you the truth and what's right. Pearl, let me ask a question about, there's been a lot of talk about illegal UFOs, and that there are going to be more files released to show that UFO does exist. What's your opinion about the UFO situation?
Yeah, I'm not going to believe it till I see it.
Believe what?
Like the UFOs. I don't know. I just have learned in life to go for the most part with what is in front of me and make sense with my own eyes. Because it's like, if the government or, I don't know, the media can just put out a video and say there's a UFO, like, I don't know. Yeah. I personally have to see it.
I know what you mean. You can't really trust anything now in the media and on YouTube and all that mess. But so right now, you're not sure if they exist or not?
It's not something I think about.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter to me. If they're not coming to my house, then I don't really care. You know? Like, you guys can fight them. That's like not my problem. It's the same thing when people ask me about the war or whatever.
Yeah.
People call into my show. And I'm like, I have no, it's something I have no control over and it doesn't affect me.
So and what's your opinion of the Great White Hope and the job he's doing right now?
I like him, but I just don't follow politics super close.
Okay.
For me, it's who's going to keep me on YouTube. So, like, that's the policy that affects me the most. So, yeah, I just look at who does that, and he's kept me on YouTube. So, good job for me. I was off of YouTube under Biden, so.
Yeah, that's a good point. And what other, what do you think about the people that are blaming Israel for everything?
I don't know enough about that situation to have an opinion.
Right on.
I think that women are more to blame than Israel. yeah, I think a lot of times when they say I think they blame Israel for I don't know. I've heard the theories or whatever that the Jewish people started like porn and all these evil stuff. But I'm like, guys, like the women are like willingly taking their clothes off. So I don't know. Like, is that really their fault?
Right on.
Like you can go to
that's
a church
a
and women
point.
Will get naked.
Yeah.
But they'll do that all on their own.
Yeah.
So I don't know. My only thought is that sometimes when I hear like the Jewish people or Israel is responsible. It sounds more like women to me, like a lot of the things they blame them for. But I don't know enough about the war, so right I don't on. Know with that.
Nice. So I have a super chat, right? Yeah. For you, Pearl.
A super chat from Mike Young. Hey, Jesse, ask Pearl, did she know that she's part of the Dream Team? Yourself, Jesse, Pearl, and Myron Gaines, and many others.
Oh, no, I didn't know that, but I appreciate the invite.
Right on. Amazing. Well, thank you, Pearl. Good to hear from you.
Thanks, Jesse. I appreciate you.
You too.
Bye.
We'll talk soon, all right? 888-775-3773. Let me go to Jordan out of Michigan. Jordan, you are on the air.
Good morning.
Hey, Jordan.
How are you?
All is well.
Good to hear. So I called you last week, and at the end of our call, you asked me if I was doing the silent prayer. And I said I wasn't consistently. And that was because I have an attachment to my kids, and I was not ready to give that up. So I actually started doing the silent prayer after that call. And the most amazing thing happened this weekend.
What happened?
My children's mother, after all this time, decided she wanted more time with the kids. So I had the perfect opportunity to put the silent prayer into practice and let them go.
And
it was tough.
How did that help? And what did that? How did that feel to you? What was that like for you?
Well, usually I would have prepared for battle and tried to come up with some kind of scheme to prevent that from happening. But this time, I just did nothing.
Right on.
And nothing bad happened. The world didn't end, and I feel great. So
that's right. Right on, man. Well, you should have no other God but God. You should only love God first with all your heart, soul, and mind. Love the truth along with nobody else or nothing else, and then love your enemy. And you cannot go wrong when you put that when you follow the law of God in that way.
All right. Well, I had a question about that, actually.
Okay.
What exactly is this attachment that I have to my kids?
You made them your God, and then it felt good, emotional, or it felt bad, and you identified with the emotions, thinking that they were real, and then you even think that the love that you felt for them was real, but it was never real because human beings don't have love. It was all ego. It was all about you.
Okay, that makes sense, because before I forgave my mother and it was about women, I felt that same way. And then when I got over that, I feel like maybe I shifted the focus from that, feeling like I was good to go. I'd overcome women, but then that I don't know, that feeling that I had shifted onto my kids, and then I think I was still fooled by my thoughts.
Absolutely, 100%. The ego nature, which is the devil's nature, it always looked for something to love outside of God, so that it can feel something. It can feel important, or it can feel like I'm a good person or a bad person, or I have love, I don't have love. It's not you at all. And it was never love. Love is when you don't cut the baby in half.
Okay. What do you mean by that? What does that mean?
Like when she was fighting you over the kids, you fighting over the kids, and the court said, well, you gotta give them to the mother. You said, oh, okay, thank you, bye.
Okay. So you know what's funny, actually? That night, obviously the thoughts were still there.
Yes.
And, you know,
yeah.
But I was just letting them be and just wasn't reacting to them.
Yes.
But what's funny is I just went on with my day. I went to the gym. I cooked food and did whatever. And I sat down and watched TV, and I was watching this show, House of David. And it's basically about, like, the prophet David
right.
and his life. And there was a scene. It was crazy. There was a scene where the prophet Samuel was talking to David's father, and he had visited his family to basically anoint David and find the next king of Israel. And David's father had an attachment to David because he loved his mother so much, and his mother had died. So Samuel went to his father, and initially his father tried to hide David and showed Samuel his other brothers.
Yeah.
And Samuel was like, "These aren't the ones. I'm looking for something else." And he told David's father, "If God wants you to let go of the thing that you love the most,
yep,
in order to show you the right way." And the fact that I noticed that was amazing. So
right on. That's deep too, man. That's amazing. As you were speaking, I was thinking about the rich young ruler. He wanted to know, he had gained the world, he had everything. What should I do how can I follow you, Christ? And he told him to let go of everything. Let it all go, meaning you got to lose that attachment to it and follow me, love God only with your heart, soul, and might. And then you can have everything. And that's what's happened. You're absolutely right about that. You can't, I'm telling you, as long as you love anyone or anything before what's right, you're going to always be miserable because you and Satan are one.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was, you can go ahead.
Who are you?
Who am I? I don't think I'm anyone. I'm not sure. I don't know the answer to that question.
So when you were fighting over your children, who was fighting?
That wasn't me for sure. That was my ego, but my feelings and emotions, and that wasn't, I don't think that was my true self.
Amazing. And so now you're doing the silent prayer?
Yes, I have been doing it every morning and every night.
Well, stay with it, man. You haven't seen anything yet. You will. If you stay with this, you're going to have a 100% clear mind. And everything you do in life will be with a clear mind. You will have the mind of God.
I'm looking forward to it. And I'm going to let you know how it goes. I'm going to stick with it, and I'll let you know.
Okay, absolutely. That's amazing, right. Huh? I love that story you gave with the David thing.
Yeah, it's pretty good. If you're interested, I'd like to watch the biblical stories just as entertainment. I don't try to get anything from them, but it's a pretty entertaining story. It's called House of David on Amazon.
I'll check it out. That's amazing.
All right. Thank you, Jesse.
And good to hear from you. And you stay with it, stay with it, and stay with it. All right?
I will. Thanks.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye now. Amazing. Let me go to Hayden out of Texas. Blah, blah, blah. Hayden out of Texas. You are on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Jesse?
All is well, Hayden.
Awesome. Yeah, happy Pride Month, by the way.
Happy what?
Happy Pride Month.
What's that?
I'm messing with you.
Oh, did you say Pride? Oh, this is June.
Yeah, happy Pride Month.
Oh, this
is June now.
What the? I forgot they celebrate LGBTQ month. That's here already? What the?
It's here, whether we like it or not, it's here.
That's right. That's for sure. Hell on earth.
Yeah, exactly right. Do you support President Trump changing Pride Month to Veterans Month?
Do I support him changing Pride Month
to Veterans Month.
Yeah.
And this so President Trump, this is Veterans Month and not Pride Month?
Yeah, him replacing Pride Month with Veterans Month.
Yeah, I support the president all the way, absolutely.
Yeah, I would love that. I hope he does do that.
Did he say he's going to do it, or he's already done it?
He definitely hasn't done it yet, but I've heard that it's like he's considering it or something like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I haven't heard anything. But we need to pay attention to the veterans, not all this other mess.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh. Amazing.
Something's actually meaningful, not sinful. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, being told, it was just a rumor that he was going to do that, according to Politic Fact.
Right.
So,
yeah, it's just definitely a rumor.
It's not like official yet.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's definitely not official yet.
Right. Amazing.
Yeah, my reason for calling is I wanted to thank you for your interview with Myron Gaines. That was amazing. I watched the entire thing from start to finish.
Well, I truly enjoyed that, too. I'm going to have him back. And
awesome.
I totally enjoyed that.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you're going to have him back on. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Do you plan on having, you know who Chud the Builder is?
Chassabilla?
Chud the Builder?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. It's that who guy. And
hey.
He shot somebody. He was on trial after shooting.
Oh,
after
the guy that used to go around. They said was going around using the N-word in front of the blacks.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in Tennessee.
I know who he is. I do.
Yeah. When he... you know, when he's done dealing with whatever he's going through right now, do you plan on having him on your show?
I hadn't planned on, but I'll wait and see.
Yeah.
Do you, what do you think about, so I don't know, hey, was he going around doing that or not doing that? To saying the N-word to the blacks?
He was.
Oh, he was doing mm-hmm. it.
Yeah. He was saying, oh, you believe in freedom of speech? So I can say N-word, right? But he didn't say N-word. He said the real word.
Oh.
And then if they reacted, he would call them names. And
did Myron say that he was doing it or not doing it?
He said he didn't comment on whether or not he was doing that. He said that it was a legitimate case of self, that he has a case to be made for self-defense.
The builder does?
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're trying to call it attempted murder, but he's saying he believes it's probably self-defense.
Is he still in jail?
I think so. I think they made his bail amount so high, and they didn't let him use funds that he raised amidst this, because they're claiming the funds were made in commission of a crime or something like that.
Oh, are you aware of all that, Haney?
Yeah, I am. He's raised almost $300,000 on his Gifts and Go.
But if he's
account.
White, and if it's true that he was saying that to the blacks, he's not going to get out of jail.
I hope you're wrong.
white people, there's no equal justice for white people in America anymore.
I agree with that for sure. Yeah, so I wanted to thank you for that. And also, are you going to break? Are you going to break right now?
Yeah, I am. So I really appreciate your call.
Sure. Yeah. Thank you for having me on, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Back in a moment. The hate news, not the freight news. And I'll be back in a moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that, because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering, because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
So, is Trump backing down? Is the Trump administration backing down from the anti-weaponization fund, the $1.8 billion fund for people who've been wrongly and unfairly and evilly targeted by the government just for being Trump supporters or conservatives or white or whatever? They may or may not be. A lot of senators, including rhinos, don't want them to be. Some serious mess going on in this here world. This is the end of our two of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Tuesday, June 2nd, AD 2026. It is Country and Western Tuesday. Hang tight, callers and super chatters. JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to your super chats and more great stories if it be the Lord's will and the creek doesn't rise. It is hate news, not fake news. We'll also get to more great stories, I think. But a far-left extremist outlet, AP, and far-left commie nonsense network are reporting on this anti-weaponization fund. The Trump administration has signaled, quote-unquote, whatever that means, to Republican congressional so-called leaders that they plan to drop, the administration plans to drop the $1.8 billion anti-weaponization fund, although it was unclear how firm or permanent that plan to drop it is. Many senators told CNN, commie nonsense, that they cannot move ahead with funding ICE or Border Patrol until they know that that fund is dead rather than just kicked down the road. So evil, huh? They want to be able to continue to go after Trump and his supporters, basically, seemingly, or justify it. Republican senators want more answers, according to AP, on the $1.8 billion settlement fund as Trump considers its future. Senate so-called Republicans will meet Tuesday to discuss next steps if they haven't already. Today is Tuesday. In a standoff with the White House, the white on the inside White House, I might add, the discussion comes after the Justice Department said they would comply with a court order pausing implementation. These evil judges, maybe, I say, but what do I know? Pausing implementation of a settlement fund designed to compensate President Donald J. Trump's political allies who were persecuted by their own government, allegedly. Trump is reconsidering whether to move forward with the $1.8 billion fund per a person familiar with his thinking on Monday. That's what somebody claimed. It's an extraordinary standoff. Comes after Trump announced the fund with no heads up to lawmakers, according to AP, far-left Associated Press, as part of a settlement to resolve his lawsuit against the IRS over the leak of his tax returns. When word of the settlement broke out, the Senate halted progress on legislation to fund Trump's immigration enforcement agencies. Ridiculous, huh? Evil Senate. Senate Republicans want more information from the Trump administration about the future of the fund, which could go to Trump supporters who so-called beat police and attacked the Capitol, supposedly, on January 6th, 2021. Some mess, huh? We'll see what happens. Israel has killed 8 in southern Lebanon a day after Trump said that Israel and Hezbollah would de-escalate. Whoa. According to AP, Israeli drone strikes in southern Lebanon Tuesday, that's today, killed 8 people, including a father and his son and daughter, a day after President Donald J. Trump, our greatest president, said that Israel and Hezbollah agreed to dial back fighting. And Trump allegedly called or talked to or said about or said to Netanyahu, "What the beep are you doing?" But I don't know if that's true or not. Biden had allegedly cussed, "He's a bleeping bad guy." It's rich coming from Biden, right? But anyway, that was years ago. Israeli forces recently made their deepest incursion into Lebanon in more than a quarter century. That's 25 years, y'all. Israel threatened Monday to strike Beirut's, or is it Beirut? Beirut's southern suburbs, and Hezbollah fired rockets at northern Israel. Iran demanded an end to the war in Lebanon in its talks with the United States. And a little bit more from Commie Nonsense Network. Jill Biden got a new memoir out. She wrote a book about being the first lady under Biden or something. I don't know. A candid account of her husband's time in office. And Dua Lipa married Callum Turner, an Englishman. She's a singer. I'm James Hake, JLP, Hour 3.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
My back. It's my fault I'm late. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It is Tuesday. And you can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, did Jesus say that if you believe in him, you shall be born again? Did Jesus say that? If you believe in him, you shall be born again. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, you just, because we're heard around the world by everybody, and they mama if you're black, their mama if you're white, So different time zone for different folks. And so you got to run around, but you still like to listen to the show as it is happening right in front of your face. It has happened to you. You can podcast and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. And every Tuesday is amazing. It is also Country and Western Tuesday.
All my faults, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time, because the devil's been making holes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe he'd take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so he could lean on me. Forgive, forgiveness, righteous, perfect peace.
Amazing.
Amazing.
And this is one thing you can depend on. If you don't forgive your mother and your father, and then you yourself, you will never, ever, ever, but never know love, perfect peace. You will never know it. You can hang that. You will always be mean and nasty and vicious and jealous and envious and strife and worry and stressed out and angry and resentful. Ain't no other way out. Except you admit that your heart is wicked and that you're wrong. And that you can depend on. And no other way out. You can read the Bible, Quran, the Torah, the Catholic, whatever book. What's the name of that religion that looked like the Catholic, but they said they're not Catholic, but they came from the Catholic, but they said
Orthodox?
Orthodox and Muhammad Ali, whatever book. You're never going to be free until you forgive. Truly have a change of heart. You can say what you want, but it ain't going to make you free. And that's for sure. Let me go to Amanda out of Arkansas. Amanda, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Good morning.
Hey, Amanda.
Let me get to my car. My sister called me last night, and my younger nephew had stayed the night, and he told her that my son showed him his private parts and told him not to tell anyone. And I'm kind of conflicted as to what, because I talked to my son and I was calm, you know. I didn't yell or anything, and I was patient and I was listening to him and everything, just trying to not let any hell come out. And I didn't feel angry towards him.
You said you talked to your son, you call your son, you say?
No, I talked to him. Oh, he lives with me. He's 13.
Oh, he's 13. And how old is your nephew?
He's 7.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I asked him about it, and I said, you know, your aunt told me that you showed your private part to your cousin and said not to tell anybody. And he said, that didn't happen. I didn't do that. You know, I just told him not to lie. And to be honest, you know, you're not in trouble, and I love you, and your aunt loves you, you know. And he just said, I went outside to go pee, and, you know, it's just a misunderstanding. So I got it all wrong and all of this. But, you know, he did say that he admitted to telling him not to tell anybody, you know. I don't know. I just don't know how to handle this or how to, you know. And I know you say mom was always going to help somebody. You can't help anybody.
Right.
But, you know, I just want to help him and make sure that, you know, things don't progress or, you know what I mean?
And where's his father?
His father is in and out of jail his whole life or homeless.
Oh, I see. So his father not around?
Correct. And I live with my parents. I live with my mom and my stepfather.
Oh, okay.
Right now.
And so your question is what?
Just like, what can I do to show him the right way to go? And, you know, how can I handle this in a healthy way? Because my sister was like, he needs to go to counseling, but I don't trust those counselors, you know. My son's a little feminine.
So have you talked to your... So your question for me is what?
Just how can I help him not, you know, progress into something worse than just showing his cousin his private area?
Oh, okay. Number one, you stay calm. Don't get angry at all about it. And stay calm. And then number two, have you told him that he needs to forgive you and forgive his father for not being there for him? Forgive you for being impatient with him when you're younger, and to forgive his father for not being there?
Yes, sir, I have. I did that like a year ago, but I will do it again, and I will reiterate.
Yeah. Well, and tell him that he got to drop that anger and make sure he's not, you know, he doesn't hold anything against you, himself, or anyone. But you stay calm, and then recommend that, now that this has been said about him, he really needs to stay away from your nephew and your sister.
Okay, and why do you say that? I mean,
because if she's talking about counseling and all that kind of stuff, it's just going to lead to a bad situation for your son.
Right. Let me just tell you, she told my mom and my stepdad, and they're, like, angry people. But, you know, I've been having my inner peace and staying away from them, you know, even though I live there, and they left me alone about the crap. Just haven't really been angry towards me or my son or anything like that. But now that this has happened, my stepdad was like, we need to have a talk. Not, you know, so, and I'm trying to have just a wait and see about it.
Yeah.
You know, because I know they think, oh, you know, we love Grayson too, you know, in their minds. I know you say we can't, nobody loves anybody. But, so I'm just having to wait and see about it, and I'm just not anticipating anything, you know, because I don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
And, you know, my son's out of school now, and I don't know, he has to be there. So
when you're working, your son is at home. He's home with your parents, or is he with your sister?
Yes, sir. No. My sister lives in a different town than us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's going to be home with my mom and my stepdad. You know, he's home off and on because he owns his own business, and he goes out and he does stuff whenever he has jobs. But, and my mom, you know, she was a mental health counselor. So, yeah, I don't know. All the hell. But, you know.
Why did your sister tell your parents and everybody?
Well, she tried to call me, but I was busy. I wasn't home. and my phone was dead. So she called my mom, and she said, you know, I accidentally told her, because she already knows, like, my sister knows the situation with them and how they overreact and blow things out of proportion and everything. And she said, I don't know what just came out, but, you know, either way, whether they know or they don't know, you know, it is what it is now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I do. Well, so, I highly recommend you stay calm and have a nice little talk with your son about that. Make sure nothing happened to him already. And then tell him that,
what do you mean?
Like, you know, like, nobody messed with him in that way.
See, I asked him about that. And when he was younger, I asked him about that, too. I was like, you know, you're not in trouble. You don't have to be ashamed of anything. You know, you can tell me if something like that happened to you. And he's always insisted that nothing's ever happened, even when he was like 8.
But why would you ask him about those kind of things at that age?
Because maybe not 8. Maybe he was like in the 5th grade or something. Because of just how he was acting, kind of like feminine and stuff, you know. And I mean, I don't know, that's really when I was living in my hell and everything.
Right,
but
I understand. But he could have been acting feminine because he resent you, and boys, all boys take on the feminine nature of their mother, the feminine mindset and emotion of the woman, of their mothers. That's why all men hate their mothers, and you can tell because they all get angry. And they get emotional. They have become like their mother. So he could have been that way 99% of the time because of he resent you, not because anything like that had happened to him. And it's not good to bring that up to your boys or girls when they're real young like that.
Yes, sir. I mean, like I said, that's really when I was living in my
right.
hell, you know?
I understand.
You know, you can't take things back.
Right. Absolutely. So with this situation, though, don't be, you know, you can have a little talk with him, but don't let your mama, your dad, your stepfather, or your sister, or anyone else talk to him about that. Because...
What do you mean?
Because they're going to make him scared. They're going to blow it out of proportion. And he's going to be in a situation that he's not old enough to deal with at this point.
I know, but they want to have a talk about it.
But then that don't mean you got to let them have it. When you say they want to talk about it, who are they?
Well, my stepdad said we're going to have to talk about this in a few days or anything like that soon. And, you know, I mean, I don't know. I just don't want them to kick us out. Because I have to wait until August to go to school so that I can, you know, get my little degree until that Grayson and I can move out. I said his name, but whatever, you know. But we can move out.
You don't have a job?
I do have a job, but it does not pay enough.
Oh, I see. And so you're staying there with your parents until your mother and stepfather until you can finish school and make more money?
Yes, sir.
But this man is your stepfather. Why do you have to let him talk to your son?
He pays for everything.
Oh, and so
he feels entitled.
If you don't let him talk to your son, he may throw you guys out.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Yes, sir.
Why don't you
just
feel like that? But why don't you just say to him, I don't want you to talk to my son about this. I got this. I'll deal with it. And I want you to stay out of it. Why don't you tell him that?
Because he's going to be like, well, this is my house. And if you're living here, do.
But let him say what he wants. He's not going to throw you out because your mother rule over him.
Jesse, you're so funny. I mean, I'm not denying, you know.
So he's not going to throw you out because your mother is not ready to throw you out yet.
I mean, he's starting to leave before and, you know.
He threatened to leave and what happened? Your stepfather, right?
Yes, sir.
He threatened to leave and what happened?
Well, he's like, well, I'll just leave. I don't know, you know. And he's somebody, saying that while we lived.
Did somebody tell him not to leave? Did they say, stay, don't go?
No.
Well, see, he didn't go either, right?
Yes, sir.
He's not going anywhere. Your mother rule.
And it's like playing chess.
What it is, you have fear. You're not functioning well because you're living in your fear. You think you're your fear. And that fear is what's keeping you from functioning in the right way.
You're right. You're right. And I tell myself, it's not you.
Right.
It's not you. That's the devil in your head. He's messing with you, you know.
So what you have, if you want to overcome fear, you want to overcome fear?
I know I have to forgive my mommy.
Have you done that?
And my dad. No, you told me to do that before.
You haven't done that?
No, sir.
So how old are you?
I'm 35.
And so if you have not done that, how are you going to be fear? Or how will you ever become free of evil and you're not going and forgiven so you can be free?
I know that I won't.
Why are you asking me for advice? I'm giving you the right advice, but you're not taking it.
I'm going to take your advice
You can't do it. I'm going to. Why haven't you done it already? Because you don't have, there's no such thing as going to. All you have is this moment. Tomorrow is not promised to you. And now you're in a situation, and because you have not done it, you don't know how to see your way through this situation. You can't see your way clear because you're afraid, because you have not forgiven.
Yes, sir. I agree with you.
Are you doing a silent prayer? No.
Yes, sir. I do.
Every morning and night? No.
At nighttime.
What?
At nighttime.
Are you doing it every morning and night?
No, sir.
And how you expect to get help from above when you won't let go and let help from above take over your life?
Because you already said it's the fear.
So what you going to do? What you going to do when they come for you?
I'm going to give it to God.
But you're not going to do that. What?
I'm going to lay my weapons down, like you say.
But
I know I need to do that. I know I need to tell them, you know, I'm dealing with Grayson. I don't want it to change our family dynamics, but I know that it already has.
You don't want it to change your family dynamics?
I mean, I guess it wasn't great anyway, right?
Speak right into your phone a little clearer. I can't hear you.
I said, I guess it wasn't great anyway, right?
When you say you don't, did you say I don't want to change my family dynamic?
Well, as far as, like, us family being together and everything, but...
Did you say I don't want to change my family dynamic?
Yes, sir.
What's your family dynamic?
Just us being a family and hanging out together and everything.
So just for the thrills?
Right, I'm being selfish, right?
But that's not love. You can't even speak up to your family. You can't be honest with your family. Why would you want to hold on to that dynamic?
I guess so I can have a place to live.
Oh, so you want to use them?
Like I said, it's selfish.
So it's not like a dynamic of good. It's a dynamic of use.
I just don't see another way that me and my son will be able to survive while I go to school.
And how will you see another way when you have not forgiven? You're not doing the silent prayer every morning and night and being president of the day. You're never going to see your way out of any situation because you're in the darkness of your mind and emotions. You don't have a clear mind. And that's why you're not seeing your way out of situation. Your mind is not clear. because you won't let the light come in and give you a clear mind. You're listening to the devil. He's telling you, oh, don't do this. They're going to throw you out. Don't tell your stepfather this. He's going to throw you out. You need this family dynamic. You listen to the devil. You listen to thoughts, and all thoughts are all lies all the time. You need a clear mind, Amanda, and you're unwilling to let go of the darkness, and that's why you're having these problems.
Yes, sir. So, I'm hearing you. So just tonight, when I get home, I don't know. The devil wants me to be nervous about that.
And this is where you test the spirits. The devil telling you what's going to happen tonight. He wants you to be afraid. He wants you to plan and plot how you're going to do it because you're listening to him. Why not this time? Don't do anything that the devil is telling you to do. And for the first time, have a way to see what happened and deal with the situation as it has happened. Why don't you have a way to see this time and you'll see the devil lied to you?
I've done that before and he did lie to me. And I will do it again.
Yeah. Don't. The devil's telling you right now, emergency, emergency, emergency. Your son this and your son that. Your family going to do this. Your family going to do that. So you better do this and you better do that. And you listen to the devil and he'll dig a deeper hole. He'll just put you down in a deeper, deeper darkness. Have a way to see.
And, yes, sir. And as far as how to handle my son with this, just, I mean, what can I do about it?
Have a way to see with that, too. Stay away from anger. And for the first time, when you say you've done this before, but have a way to see about everything. Don't plan ahead. Have a way to see. And if you stay away from anger, don't overreact to your sister, your family member, or anyone, or the devil in your mind. You'll see how to deal with this perfectly. I promise you that. But you got to have a way to see.
Yes, sir.
And don't be angry so that your mind can be clear.
Yes, sir. Sometimes my son pushes my buttons, and I know he's, I don't know, maybe the devil's telling me this, but he will say and do things to try to get a rise out of me.
Yes.
You know, like a reaction. And how do I deal with that? Do I just not say anything to him?
Yeah, don't react to him at all because the same hell that's in you is now in him, and that same hell, the devil, is tempting him because the devil knows that he has made a home in your son as he's made a home in you, and so your son can't help it. It's the same spirit you have. So don't take it personally. Don't get mad. If you need to speak up and correct it, but don't be angry.
Okay, so whenever I correct it, and I always try to see, is this me correcting him because he's wrong, or is this the devil trying to play with me? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like there's a fine line between me correcting him and then me doing it because it's the hell. You know what I mean?
Hold on a minute. Hold on. Let me take a break, all right? Stretch off is open on pure.net, whatever. And available on pure.net. And I'll be back in a moment.
Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Hey, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. the top of this hour. The Hake. H-A-K-E. Report.com. And Hake is on fire from 9 to 11. The guy with the good hair, and he ain't afraid of no ghosts. And after that, the American Anchor Baby. Energy all over the place. Light, love, and energy, which are all the same. The Anchor Baby has it from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And then, don't forget to like the videos. We are having a men's forum this Thursday night. At 9 a.m., it is the first, believe it or not, it is the first Thursday of the month. And every first Thursday of the month for men only, and ladies only on the third Thursday of every month. All right? Amazing! Thank you for all for your support. Let me go back to Amanda out of Arkansas. Amanda.
Yes, sir.
So you were saying your son know how to get at you at times?
Yes.
And give me an example of it, if you have one quick example.
He will, like, if I have a hat on or something, he'll, like, pop it off. Or if he'll just start, like, I don't know, just little things to get at me that he knows will irritate me just out of nowhere. And he does that to other people, too. You know, like in school or something like that, and he gets in trouble for it. And I just don't know. I know that I need to stay calm and stay present whenever that happens so that he can see, you know, you don't have to get angry about those things. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just let those things go when people...
But you should correct him, though. Tell him not to do that, but don't be mad.
How would I do that?
Hey, son, you cannot be throwing my hat off, and you cannot be acting that way. Cut that out. But don't be
okay.
Angry.
And that's it?
Yes. Let me ask. You said he's getting in trouble in school and everything, too?
Well, he was, and now he's back into regular school, and he said or sung inappropriate things to people, and they tell on him, and he gets in trouble, and the school calls me, and this has kind of been a pattern for him for a long time, and that's why I was curious, is, you know, if something did happen to him, but he will not, he's saying that nothing happened to him.
And his father is in jail, right, you say?
Yes, currently he's in jail.
The problem is, and based on what you've said, I don't know, I'm not there, so I don't know, I don't have him, but it sounds like your son is 13 now, and you're starting to lose him. Your son is yearning for his father. He resent you, and he yearning for his father, and he's starting to act out the anger that's in him, that's in all people that come through the mother. He's starting to act that out, and unless you start to really get serious about your spiritual life, meaning drop the anger, stay present, you're not going to see how to deal with this at all, and you're going to lose him completely.
I don't want that to happen.
Then you need to...
And the devil's...
You need to overcome the anger so you can live and then deal with situation while you're living, meaning living life rather than locked in your head and trying to figure out everything. You can't figure life out. You have to live life. And in living life, you see how to deal with things. But you got to walk by the light, and you're not doing that.
Yes, sir.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And I don't want to, you know, I know your kids will go out of your life, and that's okay, but I don't want to lose them to, like, jail or something worse than that.
Right. But if he is angry and he's feeling all these emotion stuff and acting out, you may not be able to help it. You may have to accept what is. But don't worry about that now, though. Don't even think about that. Don't think about jail and don't think about that kind of stuff. You need to wake up so you can see how to deal with him in the right way. And whatever happens, you'll be fine with it.
I asked him last night if he was angry, and he said he's not angry.
And when you asked him why is he acting out at school and places like that, what did he say?
He said, I don't know, I'm not, I don't know, he won't admit it.
Well, that's every human being on the planet. Every human being will not admit that they're possessed with evil and the evil causing them to do it. He doesn't know, he doesn't understand.
I know. And I know that I can't make him understand that.
Right. But if you were to commit yourself to the light, to God, meaning stay present, the truth will work through you to help him. Because you can't do it. I can't do it. It's only through truth that these things are that life can change. And you need that on your side right now.
Yes, sir.
So what I recommend, have a way to see about all things and don't listen to those thoughts about anything, and forgive your mother and your father. This may not be a good time to do it because they already now there's mess going on with the son, but you got to forgive your parents. You got to start working on your life.
Yes, sir. If they have wait and see, I don't know. I just navigate through whatever happens. I just stay calm and stay present no matter what they throw at me.
Absolutely.
You know, and as far as defending Grayson, I just, I don't know, stay calm and stay present, I guess.
Absolutely. And defend him, you will be able to defend him in the right way. But one thing that he doesn't need at any time, but especially at this time, is for your family members, your sister, your stepfather, your mother, and everybody to be on him. That's not good because he's truly going to overreact to that. He's going to become angry even more so, and you're going to act out even more so. Because all human beings, the moment they become angry, they lose their way as to how to deal with any situation because their whole relationship with that situation is now of darkness.
Yes. Okay, so I just had a question in my hand. How do I? So I talked to Jason last night about it. So do I? How do I deal with it further? Do I say anything else to him about it, or what?
Don't plan to say something about it or not to say. Have a way to see.
I just don't want to, like, not say anything about it, and then it's just like it never happened, and we don't talk about it, and, like, nothing gets done about it. You know what I mean?
You're in your head now.
Yes, sir.
You're in your head. Does Satan tell you all that mess, right, what you just said? Because you don't know what's going to happen. Have a way to see. But Satan tell you, and the world tell you, oh, if you don't deal with it, this is going to happen. He's just going to go, it's going to be like that, blah, blah, blah. Now you feel like you got to do something, and you make the situation worse. Because you're consulting with the devil in your mind, and you're consulting with the devil inside of other people, and both the mind and people are giving you, in the darkness, they're giving you dark advice, and you're going to make you make the wrong decision.
Okay.
Have a way to see. And don't let the devil say you're just sweeping it under the rug. You got to do something. Have a way to see doesn't mean you're not going to do anything or that you are going to. Have a way to see.
Yes, sir. And if they want to... Okay, I know, but... if they do want to say anything, though, I'm just going
to...
Like,
have a way to see. Don't do any if.
Yes, sir.
If the frog didn't have a glass ass, he wouldn't have broken when he jumped.
Good one. Yes, sir.
Have a way to see, Amanda. Always about old things, have a way to see. Trust the light. Trust God.
Yes, sir. I feel good you said that, so that's good. Yes, sir.
You're with the devil. The devil trying to make you figure out what to do and what to say and when to do it and when to say it and what's going to happen. You listen to the darkness. You listen to evil.
And that's insanity, right?
That's total insanity. That's
yes, sir.
Crazy.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let me know how it goes. I can't play no more. I got to run because of time.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
And so, what did you get from this conversation?
I got that I need to have a wait and see and yes. Be calm and be present.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
And evil doesn't want you to do that. It doesn't want you to stay calm. It doesn't want you to be present. And it will try to talk you out of it.
Yes, sir.
And hate want to add one thing to that.
You said that you didn't want it to go where you guys act like nothing happened, but that could totally be like basically nothing happened. And people put meaning on stuff that happens in adolescence where they shouldn't put meaning there. And then they trap themselves and they trick themselves into being stuck in some rut.
Right, and then it's like you want to put emphasis on that, and that's the only thing that did happen, right?
Making a big deal out of nothing.
Yeah, I hear you, Hank.
You got to stop living and being like the world. You got to stop thinking like the world. You got to come out of the world, be in, of the world, but not in it. Be in it, but not of it.
Yes, sir. I write that down, and I look at that.
I wish you well.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Washington State and talk to Gigi. Gigi, you are on the air.
Hi, good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Gigi.
So I do have a comment about the Word of God. I think I had somebody called you and was talking about you asked if the Bible was the Word of God.
Okay.
And, So it is said that all scripture is given by inspiration of God, which is profitable for doctrine, reproof, and correction, and for instruction in righteousness. So I do believe that anyone who is one with God, the Holy Spirit will teach them And just like, you know, when I listen to you talk and, you know, you say words like all sorts of lies all the time, I know that is by the Spirit of God, and that is God who has taught you. So in today, if there was like maybe still continuation of the Bible, that could be written in the Bible because that was inspired by God. So yes, I do believe that the Bible is the Word of God, inspired by, not maybe not exactly the word like from God's mouth, but, you know, those who have been one with God, God has inspired them to write the Bible.
But the Bible has been rewritten so many times and over again. And the people who did that, they put their own interpretation, which is evil, into the Bible.
I do understand that, and I agree completely. That's why it's important to, you know, return to the Father so that, you know, he can help you with by his Spirit to teach you. Yeah, the Word of God.
Absolutely. Amazing. You got to return to the Father. Absolutely.
And I'm so grateful. You know, I heard the lady who had just spoken, Amanda, how you were very patient with her and just, you know, just teaching her, you know, the truth. And God bless you, Jesse. God bless you indeed.
Thank you, Gigi. I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. Have a very beautiful one. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye now. Super.
Super chat.
3-1, Nikki 313 with 5 coffees. Our parents, teachers, preachers, leaders, friends only taught us how to suffer like they did.
That's right.
An ego can point to concepts, but it can never reveal truth because itself isn't true.
Absolutely. 100%. I can't begin to tell you how right you are about that. It's amazing. Thank you.
God bless you and the crew. White thanks hands.
What?
White thanks hands.
White man hands?
White gal's hands. It's Nikki. I'm pretty sure Nikki is a gal.
You said white. What kind of hands?
White thanks hands.
Oh, thanks hand. I thought you said white man hands.
I should enunciate a little better.
No, you're white. Amazing. Thank you. Thank you, though.
A member for 2 months is Jermaine on Jesse Lee Peterson channel with a BQ answer.
Right on. Thank you, Jermaine. And the BQ, what? I mean, did Jesus say that if you believe in him, you shall be born again?
No, it was words from his Father. When you see Jesus, you see the Father. Same nature.
Amazing. Thank you. And I put my 2 cents in on Sunday. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Marcus G59, that last caller just proved, a couple of callers ago probably, just proves that Bible thumpers are lost and only believe what is told to them. I rest my case. 100 emoji, big grin. Is in the Word.
In the beginning, there was the Word. The Word was God. And God was the Word in the beginning. Thank you. Amazing.
Chuck and Jivin. Donations. Gifts. Smile.
Thank you, Chuckin' and Jivin. I appreciate it.
Gregatron. The Reverend Peterson. American flag. Thumbs up. Shaking hands.
Amazing. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Him, Diddy, love you, Jesse and crew. Chat too.
Right on. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Jules Verne says, 2 Timothy, or 2 Timothy, 3:16, all scripture is breathed out by God. And what seems to be maybe an answer to the BQ, but he doesn't say yes or no, but it seems to apply, he at least in his mind. John 3:16, whosoever shall believe in me, Jesus, shall have everlasting life.
But you don't know if that's a response to the biblical question or not?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. Amazing. Make it clear if it's a response to the biblical question. Thank you.
Thank you for your support, as always.
Yeah, I do appreciate it.
Marilyn, Uncle Jesse, wouldn't saying there's no equal justice for white people provoke emotions of fear and anger in them, the same way it does when liberals tell the blacks the same thing? I believe this type of language is what drives people into victimhood, and victimhood of any kind leads to violence. White people just need to speak up and take action when it calls for it, not go harassing people unprovoked.
Good point. But reality is there is no justice for white people in their own country. That's the reality. But you're right. They shouldn't get angry. They shouldn't fight with evil. Don't fight evil with evil. You fight evil with good. Thank you. You're right.
Walking Roscoe, I'll go and declare June for those who have served. So happy Veterans Month, even though I retired from the military after 20 years.
That's right.
I'm free from any and all identities. Love y'all.
Amazing. Thank you.
Josiah, I never died. This is a quote, I guess. I never died before. Can't help what happened yesterday. I never stoned the crow. No. It might be lyrics. I'm not sure.
I didn't die one time, and I ain't got to die no more. I ain't got to die no more. Amazing. Thank you.
It is a song from Down called Stone the Crow, 1995. No endorsement implied.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you kindly.
I got to stop there. Hey.
We'll read the rest of these later, y'all.
Thank you. Amazing. I'm looking at the clock here. Let me go to first time call out of D.C., Jerry. Jerry, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Jerry.
How you doing?
All is well, sir.
I can't believe I'm on the line. I'm basically a beta male, and my wife left me.
Your wife left you, you say?
Yep.
When?
Because I'm a beta male. Like a week ago.
How long had you been married?
Yeah, like, didn't mean to cuss. Like, 14 years.
And you have children with her?
No.
You've been married 14 years and no children? Why no children?
Because I'm a beta male, like I said.
And how are you a beta male?
I'm just an awful husband. I'm just trying to figure out what to do.
Oh, okay. And how are you an awful husband? Give me an example of being an awful husband.
Smoking pot.
Oh.
Yeah. Not communicating, just being bad.
Do you have a job?
Yeah, I have a job. I mean, I work.
And so your question for me is what?
What should I do, man? How do I handle the pain and how do I move on?
So you have pain that she's left, she's gone?
Yeah.
And why do you have pain?
Because I didn't appreciate her, and then she left, and now I just didn't know what I had before she left.
How do you know you didn't appreciate her? What does that mean?
She's a good girl, and I'm a bad guy.
No such thing as a good girl. If she'd been a good girl, she wouldn't have left you.
Okay, I hope she hears this.
Oh, but let me. And so you want to know how to deal with the pain?
I need to know how to deal with the pain without drinking, smoking pot.
Oh, okay. Number one, you made her your god, and that's the only reason you have pain, because your god left you. So be glad that she's gone, so you can finally start working on you, and you would never make anyone or anything else your god. So be glad she's gone so you can look at and work on you.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. And don't try to get her back. Don't call her. Don't chase her or anything.
Really?
Yeah.
I've been doing that, yeah. Okay.
You've been trying to get her back?
Yeah, I'm trying to call her and work things out, but she's gone.
Well, let her be gone. Be glad. Why do you want the devil back in your life?
I don't know.
How old are you?
Huh?
How old are you?
I'm old, but I'm young.
Like what age are you?
Like early mid-40s.
Oh, okay. Here's what I recommend. Do what you want, but I recommend be glad she's gone. Don't contact her anymore. Don't ask her to come back. Be glad that this false god is gone, and you start working on yourself. You got to forgive your mother so you can overcome your mother.
I tried. She was over yesterday, and I was talking to her, and I was showing her your videos, and she couldn't accept it. I you know.
But she doesn't need to accept it. You need to see that, yes, I do resent her, and I'm wrong. And you forgive her, and God will forgive you. Don't try to prove anything to her. You don't need her to accept anything.
Yeah.
and then forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother.
Yeah, that's closer than you think.
And here's what I recommend. I want you to call me back tomorrow or the next day or whenever you can. But for now, don't contact your ex anymore. Be done with her.
Uh-huh.
Don't resent her. Be done with her. And forgive your mother and start doing the silent prayer. And you'll see, if you do this, you'll be fine.
Okay.
Let me know how it goes. Because of time, let me know how it goes, all right?
All right. Can I call back tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay.
But do not call her at all.
Okay, I won't.
All right. And if she call you, don't ask her to come back, because if she see you trying to be strong, the devil going to make her come back to destroy you.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Call me
tomorrow.
I'm
not trying to be a beta.
Right.
I will.
Okay. I'm a super super.
Oh, Lord.
Super chat.
Biggie Bullock says Jesse loves Israel as much as the USA. Maybe more.
Not more, but I love Israel and I love America. I'm an American first kind of guy. 100%. But I love Israel as well. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I could be mistaken, but I believe that is all. Wait, let me just double check. Unpilled. Oh, Pastor Shadley. Glad I checked. That scratching's stuff. What does the bad orange man have to say today?
Amazing. Do I have time?
Yeah, yeah.
Amazing.
For every one new regulation, two old regulations must be eliminated.
Amazing.
Nice.
Amazing. Thank you, Pastor.
And thank you, guys. Now I think that's all for now.
Amazing. If you didn't hear the first hour of the show today, make sure you podcast it. Listen to it. You're not going to be free until you stop being you. As long as you, you're never going to be free. When you disappear, the kingdom of heaven, perfect peace, will appear. But you got to stop being you, folks. Hake is coming right now. The Hake Report. And after that, the American Anchor, baby. And then check out Billy on Punchy.tv with Bill. PUNCHIE.TV. Thank you all for your support. Bye. What the?
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam, how the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful.
Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
Thank you, Jesse.